Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, on this evening's programme, there's certainly plenty of variety. Coming up, I'll be looking at the issue of animal health. Bert Stewart is the IFA's Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman and also Chairman of the IFA Animal Health Committee. Earlier this week, he was in Donegal to address the County Donegal Executive of the IFA and to update farmers on a number of issues. Also on the programme, we'll hear from Marcus O'Halloran, who has taken up the temporary role of IFA County Development Officer following the departure of Davy Keith. And I'll be speaking to Bill Vaughan of Mental Health Ireland about a number of free courses that will be of particular interest to many. But first, animal health. We can hear now from Bert Stewart about the IFA Animal Health Committee, which has effectively been upgraded.
You've been at the Donegal IFA County Executive and a discussion about animal health. First of all, it's back as a full committee within the IFA.
Yeah, indeed, Chris. Yeah, I was here at the Executive tonight, and a well-attended Executive it was. And look, I think people are very happy to see a full Animal Health Committee restored. It's something that had been taken away probably 12, 14 years ago. And it's welcome to see it back. It's, you know, it's warm welcome for it here tonight, and the same in other counties that I have been in. Look, animal health is a big issue. New disease is coming, and look at the questions there tonight, and you know, what new diseases can I see, and look at the bird flu, the blue tongue, and other diseases that are a threat. Smallenberg that has come, you know, a couple of years ago, gone again, and we have a couple of cases this year again. There's always new diseases coming, and look at the diseases that are here that we're trying to deal with. You know, the lack of IBR is an issue, Yone's, BVD, and TB as usual. Lucky enough, I suppose, brucellosis is gone. Took a long number of years and huge cost to farmers to eradicate brucellosis, but that's gone. Look at it, it's one disease less, but there's always more coming.
Yeah. On TB, if we go back 10 or 15 years, Donegal had its problems, but you had some figures tonight, and quite a lot of progress has been made.
Yeah, I suppose from the early 2000s, from the wildlife programme was set up, there has been huge progress made. The level of TB has dropped from 33,000 to about 15,000 now. I suppose, look, the wildlife programme was instrumental in that. We can see where, you know, across the border here in Northern Ireland, where there's no wildlife programme in place, very little progress has been made in the last 40, 50 years, and we're lucky to have a wildlife programme here, and look, there's something that we support, and look, as I said, there is a vaccination trial programme going on at the moment in parts of five counties. And look at maybe that's something that'll be rolled out on a wider scale if we see it's delivering for farmers.
And there's been changes to the compensation schemes in the relative recent past.
Yeah, look at we did make huge progress in the compensation schemes. Look at the income supplement that was there hadn't been revisited for almost 20 years, and the income supplement that is there for dairy cows has been increased from €25 to €55, which is a welcome increase and something that, you know, that farmers needed. Still doesn't compensate them for the loss they have, but it's something that's there. On the 10% loss, you know, you will qualify for the income supplement if you lose 10% of your dairy herd. Look at the ceiling of 100 animals is gone, which was there in the past, and with larger herds going forward, it's important that's gone, because there does be some big breakdowns now, not as many breakdowns, but some big breakdowns, and the live valuation ceilings has been, you know, raised from 2,800 to 3,000 for an ordinary bovine, up to 5,000 for a pedigree bull. So look at it, it's welcome. Look at, there still are issues and huge issues with the independence of the valuers, and we would be hearing from farmers and from valuers as well that the department are, you know, have their hands tied going out, and they're not giving proper compensation to farmers, you know, when cattle are compulsory removed from farms by the department.
There's been changes also in, we've gone from a single tag supplier to now to a multiple tag suppliers, and two at the moment and another one to come?
Yeah, there's two at the moment. There's two, Mullaghone, who traditionally supplied the tags, and there's Cormac Tagging in Galway. There is another one being approved. Look, I suppose the reality is most farmers will have their tags ordered by now, or will have them ordered shortly, but looking for next year, there'll be at least one more and maybe more in the market.
And good to have competition.
It's good to have competition, yeah. Look, there's not much change in pricing where they were. One company, I suppose, is maybe 20 cents cheaper than the other, but what I would warn farmers is whoever they order their tags off, just make sure whatever company, whatever lab tests your BVD samples, just make sure before you order your tags that the lab that you're familiar to deal with or want to deal with does test that particular type of sample, BVD sample.
And just one other thing, Bert Stewart, during the question and answer session, the issue of glass payments or lack of payments came up, and you've said it yourself, more has to be done, more pressure has to be applied.
Yeah, look, we're very disappointed. You know, the department would have promised payments for the glass in October. That deadline wasn't met. The assured payments would be made in the 19th of December. That deadline was missed as well. Farmers that had spent money on glass, paid planners, did the measures that they signed up to, had the money spent, and farmers needed that money for Christmas. Farmers expected that money, and it didn't come. And look, we will be taking a much harder line on the department, as one speaker said here tonight. If the department's staff salaries were due to come out on the 19th, and they didn't come, the down tools. Look, we will certainly be taking a harder line with the department on the deadline for payments.
Bert Stewart there of the IFA Animal Health Committee. Marcus O'Halloran is now in the IFA hot seat in Donegal. He's taken over in a temporary role as IFA Development Officer following the departure of Davy Keith. He's been telling me more about his role as we await the appointment of a new IFA Development Officer for the county.
I'll be in the office in FO, primarily Tuesday, Thursday, 3 days a week for the time being anyway.
So as far as the membership is concerned, they can still go through RFO and everything is pretty much as before?
Yeah, no, everything is business as usual. And if anybody needs me and I'm not in the office, they can always contact me on my mobile at any time.
But the IFA will be appointing a new person to take over?
Yeah, well, look, there's an ongoing process there at the moment. That's up to head office. There's a process ongoing, so I'm sure it'll take a bit of time, but there will be somebody appointed in the next few months anyway, or if not sooner.
And you've been at the County Donegal Executive Meeting here for the month of January, and I'm sure much of the issues that came up here are pretty similar to what you hear in Monaghan.
Yeah, look, they're the same everywhere, so they are. The issues for farmers around the country are no different, really. It's just in different areas. It's an ongoing struggle, and it's our job to help them get over those as best as possible.
And important for people to come out in numbers to meetings like this, because it's a great way of being updated about the current situation.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it's a great way of I suppose giving us a platform to lobby on their behalf by giving us those ideas at these meetings.
Marcus O'Halloran. Finally, let's move on to a topic that's getting more and more attention. Bill Vaughan is the Development Officer in Donegal for Mental Health Ireland. He's been telling me about two free courses that could be of considerable interest to many members of the farming community.
Yes, I'll talk about the stress control first, Chris. That is one that has been organised through Donegal Mind Wellness, the charity that Magellan O'Donnell started. We've been running it around Donegal for 3 years, and it gets great feedback every time we do it. We try to bring it to different locations throughout the county, so we've really been to lots of different areas. And this time round, we're running it in a few in Letterkenny, one in Ballyshannon, Clonmany, Falcarra, and the Frosses. They'll all be now between now and the end of March, really. They're 6 weeks long. Six sessions in 6 weeks. They're 1.5 hours each session. And it really is, it's very simple. It's like going to the cinema, except all you're doing is picking up facts. No one's going to ask questions. No one asks you why you're there. You don't have to sign in. And it's just picking up the facts and some very good exercises in how to control stress that builds up physically in your body, control how stress affects your thinking, your mind, and your behaviour, and to put these new skills into practice. And some people now actually are coming back and doing the courses again because they just want to improve. And they want to learn more about practicing the skills in the day-to-day living.
And really, it's a case of nothing ventured, nothing gained, and in this case, everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Exactly. And I've worked a lot recently in the last few years with the IFA in Donegal, with Michael Chance and the team there. And really, you know, in the farming community, There are issues around isolation, financial pressures, just the unpredictability of that way of life. And stress plays a big part of that. And particularly with men, it seems that it's more difficult for men to kind of express the difficulties that they have around stress or even realise how much stress is affecting them in a negative way. So what we're doing this time is we're going to do a men-only stress control, just to see, does that mean we get more men coming? And we've arranged this in the evening time, so hopefully that suits the time with regards to farming routines.
The first of these free courses is actually beginning tonight at Letterkenny Rugby Club.
Yes, Letterkenny Rugby Club, which also is the Letterkenny Gaels GA Club. So the two together hosting it, which is great. I'm thankful for the two clubs there. And it's a great venue because I was out at a play there before, and that's where I realised this would be a great venue to do the men-only stress control.
And also worth pointing out that, you know, maybe some people are a little bit reluctant, might be a bit shy about going along. You don't have to stand up or say your name or do anything. You can just go along, you can sit, you can take it all in, and you can leave if it's not for you.
Exactly. You can take a friend along, you know. You're not locked in to have to go for 6 weeks if you don't want to. Obviously, you get more out of it. But again, there's no pressure for people to stay. Because, you know, you may get someone come along that is suffering a lot from anxiety in any way. So I don't want to feel that they're going to feel even more pressure once they get there. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to come along, feel relaxed and learn as much as they can about stress and how to manage stress.
If people want to find out more information, there is a website that is a very useful first port of call.
Yes, there is the Donegal Mind Wellness website. So if they just Google Donegal Mind Wellness or donegalmindwellness.ie, they will get information on all the different locations around Donegal of where they're on, what date they're starting and what times. And they don't have to book, they can just come along.
And also there is the Quality of Life Donegal course. Again, another free program, essentially to help you to live better with, particularly for those with long-term health conditions.
Yes. Now, this is a course that has been running, and it's organised by the HSE. And they are running, they're beginning courses again now in Donegal. I would be one of the facilitators, so I wouldn't have all the information of where they're starting around the county, but I have a telephone number if people want to find out more about where the courses are. The number is 071-9834-600, and it's for any kind of long-term conditions, whether it's to do with the heart, whether it could be to do with Alzheimer's, it could be depression, it's a six-week course just to help people learn what they can do to help deal with those conditions.
Bill Vaughan, Development Officer in Donegal for Mental Health Ireland. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle, steer base at €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo. Heifers, €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo. Bulls, €3.65 to €3.90 a kilo. And cows, €3 to €3.45 a kilo. Under the sheep prices, factories paying €4.75 to €4.85 tops, including bonuses to 23 kilos, ewes €2.60 to €2.75 a kilo. Well, the clock has beaten us once again. That's it for tonight's show. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.